Hello, this is Radio Kate, and I am no longer whispering. If you didn't catch my previous audio boo, I was outside grunch, grunch, grunching in the snow because I love that sound, but I didn't want to wake up the neighbours because it is quite late. I've left it very late to do my February boo for February the 5th. We're doing an audio boo every single day for the month of February, and we would very much love you to join us. It's not too late. Details can be found at blog.audioboo.fm. And we've got some suggested topics, so you don't have to panic about, ooh, what would I say? Although saying that, today's topic, to talk about something you're interested in and maybe teach somebody something new. I like the idea of that because I want to learn new things this year. I want to actively learn more in 2012. That's one of my New Year's resolutions. And this is about the fourth time I've now recorded this audio boo because I want to tell you about space. Because I think space is cool. Unfortunately, I think it's so cool, I've rambled on for far too long each time, so this time I'm going to try and keep it short and snappy. So I want to tell you a little bit about the International Space Station. So the International Space Station is, as you may have guessed, an international collaboration, and it is a space station, as in a station in space. It's about the length of a football field. It's got modules that have been produced by the US and Russia and the European Space Agency and JAXA, which is the Japanese Space Agency. It's got a nice robotic arm built by the Canadians. And yeah, for 10 years now, people have been living on the space station. 10 years! People have been living in space for 10 years! How freaking cool is that? It's not even science fiction. I'm not making this shit up. This is real. People living in space. That's cool. Okay, all right. Hands up, it's not the same people who've been there for 10 years. But you have these astronauts and cosmonauts, and they do what we call long-duration missions. They're up there for about 6 months each. So they go up in the Russian Soyuz rocket, and they go up on station, and they live there for about 6 months, doing bits of station maintenance. For part of the time, they're helping build the station, and and doing various experiments up there as well. So it's all pretty cool. So there's currently a crew of six of them. There are three Russians, two Americans, and there's a European Space Agency astronaut, and he is from the Netherlands, so that's very exciting for us. You can follow him on Twitter as well. The Russian cosmonauts are not on Twitter yet, as far as I know. I'm going to try and find out why. Very excitingly, I've had an email from one of them from space, but that's another story for another day. But I'm excited about that. So anyway, International Space Station, it's in space. It's orbiting the Earth at 17,500 miles an hour. 17,500 miles an hour. I think that works out at something like 5 miles per second. That's pretty damn fast. They can orbit, and in fact they do orbit the Earth, every 90 minutes. And the thing that I want to teach you today, if anything, because you probably know all that, or you might know all that, but the cool thing is, you can see it. You can actually just watch it from Earth. You don't need a fancy telescope. You don't need anything expensive equipment. You just need your eyes. And you need to know exactly when to look up. Obviously, it's travelling that quickly. You can't just... Well, I mean, there is a chance you'd look up and it would happen to be there, but it's a slim chance. So I recommend you check out a website. Just Google Heavens Above. Heavens Above. And you can pop in your location and it will tell you when the next time the space station will be coming over where you live. And you just have to wait for a nice, dark, clear skied night and check where it tells you to look. I'll give you details on, whether it's coming up from the west or, and what height it will be and if it will be bright. And it will tell you exactly what time it should start coming up into view. And then it will tell you the time that it's at the highest, and then you'll be able to watch it disappear off again. So I watch it in my garden. And it comes up, the best ones are when it comes up in the west and it goes off towards the east. And by the time, it's disappearing out of my field of view, it's already over Poland. Isn't that crazy? It's moving so quickly. And I got really excited about watching it. So I ended up staying up really late for a whole week. The summer before last, when we had really beautiful passes, beautiful clear skies and then real bright International Space Station coming over, and I was out taking photographs of it. And if you're a photographer, a really cool thing to do is set your camera onto a 30-second exposure, and you'll get this streak of light across the frame. and it's great. And when you look at it, when you finally see it, it's a bit like a shooting star, but a very constant shooting star that just arcs across the sky. But look at it and realise that people built that. It's been there 10 years and there are people living on it. I think that's so exciting and so cool. And yeah, okay, I'm a massive geek. I'm wearing my space shuttle earrings. Yeah, I know that. But I'm fine with that. I just think it's so incredible and so amazing. And yeah, I've met three of the people that are up there at the moment. So that's kind of awesome too. So when they come over my house, I like to wave. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a little look and I'm going to try and find one of my photographs of the space station going over my house. And I'll add that as the photograph on this audio boo. But I highly recommend that you check out Heavens Above. And yeah, check when it starts coming over your house and watch it. And if you do, let me know. Please do. All right, happy station spotting. Bye.